Fisher, you know about Hemingway, had a strep throat, so we kept him out of the building and away. Kelsey, you know about Chris Owens has a hamstring, getting better. Van Dyke hamstring, that's David Van Dyke. And then Kyle Williams with the ACL tear. Jenkins worked today and got some things done. We think next week we'll be able to get a little bit out of, and just a little, out of Kelsey and possibly Kyle Williams. We'll have to see how that all that works. And then Gaines, Allen, and Jamal have all been excused for personal reasons and in that. So I appreciate the work of the guys. They've had a good camp thus far. I mean, they've busted their tail and done everything we've asked of them, and so we're getting better. We've got a long way to go, but we're getting there. And at least we're getting ourselves ramped up in a position where when we get to training camp, we've got a lot installed and we can just kind of pick up from where we leave here after next week and get going. So time's yours.
Andy, looking ahead to next week, is there any difference anymore really between a OTA and a mini camp practice other than maybe you can go a little longer?
You can have them in the building a little bit longer, and then you get a walkthrough. So that constitutes a second practice. All right. So what we'll do is we'll do a walkthrough in the morning, and then we'll have the practice in the afternoon. The practice will be like this, though, yeah.
In what ways do you feel like the mini camp will prepare the guys for regular camp in July?
Well, a couple ways. I mean, obviously they're working out and doing football stuff. So from a physical standpoint, it gives them that. Most of all in these camps, it gives you that mental preparation. And that's important. When you can combine the two of those, when you're physically fit and you've got the scheme down, normally you're going to get the best out of that player and see what they're all about, and they're going to be able to show you their best.
So you expect Kelsey, Fisher, Williams for training camp?
Yeah, they should be ready for training camp.
I know you can't really tell much on offensive line and OTAs, but after 10 of them, do you have a little bit clearer vision of how things may fall together for you?
Yeah, I think that's one group that's improving. We've had some guys that were in there and then moved on, and the guys that have stepped up, with the exception of Fisher, who can't do anything. You know, the other guys, though, I think have grasped it pretty well and look like they're doing pretty good.
So, and you've been mixing and matching combinations and positions.
You need more than five. I mean, that's not you need to make sure that you've got a good 10 of them ready to go, and you want to find that number. If it's 8, 9, 10, you want to find that number and see what you've got there. So we've been challenging them, you know, as much as you can challenge them here, which isn't much.
Andy, do you anticipate
moving guys in and out with that first group at camp, or are you going to?
Well, we've done that even before we did that. We always try to make sure if somebody goes down, we got that next guy up that can go. So we do that throughout the year. Really no different than what you're seeing now.
Yeah. Andy, do you anticipate Brandon Flowers and Justin Houston being here next week?
I don't know that. I don't know that. It's all their decisions to whether they come or don't come, even though it's a mandatory camp. So we'll see. The thing that you're guaranteed of is that we're going to coach who's ever here. And we don't really worry about the ones that aren't. We just go about our business and do our thing there.
Donald Stevenson attended Charles Bentley's O-Line Performance Academy during the offseason. What's the biggest thing you've seen as far as what he's brought back from that?
Yeah, well, the thing they can do is there are a couple of them that went there, and they can actually do football stuff there and work on techniques and at the same time stay in good shape and continue to get strong and do the things you're supposed to do in the offseason. So you've seen that. Charles does a good job. He was a player in the league for a long time, and he knows what it takes to play in the National Football League. So whatever you can't do now in the offseason, from a coaching standpoint, these guys can go to these different places, and as long as they're in good hands, they can learn something and get better at their profession.
What does it tell you about a player who spends his own money to go get better like that?
Yeah, no, I think that's that says a lot about that person. You know, he's investing in himself is what he's doing, and then inevitably that comes back to make you a better football team.
So speaking of development, you know, how far has Tyler Bray come since his point last year?
Yeah, Tyler, he's made a few changes. He's made the physical change that means obvious to everybody. You see, he's got a different body type, and now than what he had. And then, like a lot of the college kids today, they're not making the calls from the sideline. They're being signaled in from the coaches. So they've got to be able to get in the huddle and spit out all the verbiage. And he's done a real nice job with learning everything there.
You've coached a few gunslingers in the past. He's not afraid to air it out. What kind of line there do you have to walk as far as coaching a guy like that? Because you don't want to take away his natural aggressiveness. What? Got to rein him in a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I give him simple rules. Throw it to your teammate.
You know, it seemed like the theme coming into the OTAs with your offense was, let's pick up where we left off last year. And it really looked like, until today, offense performed really well.
Yeah, you want to keep building on where you were before. I mean, you'd like to be better than that. And but definitely not take steps back where you got to regain it and go. And so I feel like the guys are... they've taken the right steps and what they can do now. I'll be curious to see how that transfers into camp, but they sure have been working hard here.
Last two guys, one, two, go ahead.
In what ways do you feel like Cairo Santos' progress between rookie minicamp and the OTAs?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's kicking the ball. He was kicking the ball well there. He's kicking it well now. I think probably just getting used to the holder and the snapper would probably be the biggest thing there. He's still using the same steps that he used. I'm sure, some of the kickoff things are a little different in where we locate the ball and want him to locate the ball according to the scheme that we use. So, but he looks like he's handling everything well. Looks like he, whether it's here or somewhere else, looks like he has a leg to be an NFL kicker and the accuracy. So,
With regard to Sean Smith, how long will his stay on the second team last?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the other guys are performing well, so we'll see how it goes.
Last thing about Bray, just what kind of impact has that quarterback room kind of had on his professionalism since he's gotten here?
Yeah, well, I think just talking to him, you kind of know how that works. He came in as a young player. I mean, young by age, young, and so you get thrown in the NFL as a quarterback, you grow up fast, and I think he's done that. I like the way he handles himself. Around the players, he's not. Sometimes when you're that young guy that's drafted, one of the younger guys in the draft that's picked up and brought to a team, you can be the little brother, and that's not the way he's approached it. He's kind of worked his way into where he's gained the players around him their respect. So, I'm proud of him for that.
Sorry. All right. Yep. Thank you. Thanks, Coach.